Hi, welcome to another episode of
Girl Talk Lab.
This is Laura with
Star.
And we're back for another episode. Last week's episode.
Oh my god. That was a really good one.
Oh my god, it was. What do y'all think? Well, I got some feedback that they were so hooked on it that they loved the fact that we had a guy's perspective.
Yes, agree. Yeah, the same thing. Same feedback. People are just so scandalous. They like it.
Scandal. They love it.
Scandal, yes.
I agree. So you guys want more scandal? We'll give you guys more scandal. I know.
All these stories.
Yes, but we'll for sure have Giovanni's. Sanchez on hopefully maybe like the next episode, because we have also some topics that some ideas that you guys, you know, did reach out to us and gave us some topics or situations that you need advice on. So
I think next.
I know,
I'm sorry, my nose is like super tickly, y'all, so if I sound nasally, more like, you know, more than usual.
Coronavirus.
No, I swear I'm clean. No.
What have you been doing to protect yourself from the coronavirus?
Washing my hands. Okay. And then a lot of hand sanitizer. Me and the kids are using a lot more hand sanitizer. Like, yes. At work, we do money, and every single time I touch money, hand sanitizer after, and then washing my hands constantly because I ain't trying to get the coronavirus.
Oh, girl. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Did you hear that now dogs can get it? Or they found that one dog has it?
In China?
Yes. Y'all, it's careful. Crazy. I know we have a lot of dog lovers.
Don't let them lick
hide
you.
Your dogs. I know. Hide your cats. Hide your hamsters. Hide them all.
Your birds, your snakes, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, it can travel from... I don't know. I just think it's crazy how it's all playing out, and I'm trying not to think about it too much. Like, oh my god, you know?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, okay, well, people, you know, take precautions, wash your hands for, you know, more than 20 seconds under the water, the hand sanitizer, even though it's drying on my hands, but it's okay because we have lotion at work and I carry it with me too.
Don't touch your face, your nose, your eyes, none of that.
I don't know if it's just me or you too, or maybe our listeners too. Right now that it's like, don't touch your face without washing your hands.
Yes.
You want to touch your face and eyes more?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's like, really? Really?
Yes. And me and all the girls at work will be like, oh, our eyes itching. And it's like, okay, we can't touch you. Wash your hands. Go. And it's just been like a hot mess. We're like, man, now that we want to maintain ourselves from touching our face before, well, making sure we wash our hands first.
Yes.
And then being able to touch our face. Now it's like randomly, oh my god, my eyes itching. My nose, my face. Yes. I need a cough or something. And it's like, right now it's like, well, my hands are clean.
I know. Still, I just itched my
eyes. Yes.
And I'm like, no, wait.
Itchy.
Yes.
So yes, but definitely take precautions. Yes, like Star said, wash your hands, hand sanitizer.
Avoid touching your face.
Yes, your eyes, nose, mouth. You saw the who was it? A woman from like the state or the congress where she was giving the update and the speech on the coronavirus, and they were like, you know, she talked about, you know, not touching your face or anything without washing your hands and sanitizing.
Uh-huh.
Yet she licked her finger to turn her to the next page.
I did not see that.
I've seen it on social media. I haven't seen the video, but I've seen like the pictures and like little snippets. Yeah. I forgot who, I don't know what she is, but she's, you know, part of politics. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So it's like, okay, guys, preach what you say.
Yes. No, I agree. Oh my god. No, there was this video that I had seen. Jason showed me the video. And I believe it was somewhere like in Russia or somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they had released a guy from the hospital. And there was interviewers outside because that guy was getting tested for coronavirus. But they were like, no, he's good, he's clean. So he was out and he was talking to the reporters.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you just see these two nurses, like, try to grab him back inside the hospital because, like, no, he's not clean. So they pulled his ass back into the hospital and locked the doors because he was out and he had the virus. And he was out talking to these reporters. He had no mask, no gloves, nothing. And it's like, imagine, like, oh my god, like, what if those reporters have it now because he was talking to them, you know?
It's happened here too. I don't know if you... Yeah, where in the U.S. where they've let people go, like in Texas, they let a man walk out of the hospital, like, thinking that he's good to go, and then they had to get him because he tested positive.
Really?
It's happened more than once in the U.S., yeah.
Oh my god.
So it's like, how... I mean, I can only imagine that the doctors and nurses are so overwhelmed.
Yes.
You know, have customers that are, you know, in the medical field. So, like, today I was talking to one and she was like, it's been crazy busy. She's like, you know, patients that just because they started to get a little cough, they've been calling in.
Oh.
And like, oh, I have the coronavirus. I need to go in. I have to go in. And it's like, no, chill. Like, you need to come to get tested.
Yeah.
What? She's like, there's, you know, people that have called in, like, oh, you know, my neighbor has coronavirus because, you know, they were coughing and, you know, they were sneezing. And
neighbors?
Yeah. She told me something else, but I'm not going to say it because then this was too detailed about a patient. So I'm like, okay, no. But she's pretty much saying, like, people are, like, just because they start to get a cough or they start to, like, have headaches, like, oh, I have the coronavirus, so let me... And, like, trying to say that other people have it just because they saw them coughing or whatever. So it's okay, people, just take precaution. Don't...
People are overdoing it.
Yeah.
Some people are just overdoing it, like, to the max.
For sure, I agree. I know.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I mean, I get it. Yes, you know, they're saying to take precautions, but, I mean, take it easy.
You gotta chill.
Yeah, and it's like, but you know, it does get you thinking, like, what if, I don't know, because I know I've heard from one of the kids say, not my kids, but it was someone else's kid was saying that they were gonna shut down their school for 2 months because of the coronavirus.
I know, I've heard about that too.
You heard about that too?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's like, oh my god, like, is it getting to that? I know Jason was like telling me, like, we gotta stock up on water, and I'm like, he's like, I don't want to be one of those people that's like really like, oh my god, we have to do this, we have to do that. He's like, but I do want to start just in case. And I was like, you know what, like, I get it, like, we have kids, we have 3 kids, you know, and what if we are in a lockdown? We are gonna need to stock up, you know, we're not gonna be able to go out. And but it's crazy. Like, have you seen how the stores are empty with hand sanitizer? They don't have no hand sanitizer, no disinfecting wipes, no water.
Girl, I went that Friday for like a good 5 hours trying to find hand sanitizer. Yeah, until finally one of my coworkers was like, in the valley, you know, the 99-cent store, I was able to find some. So where I worked, yeah, there was none, zero.
What?
Yeah, so I had to wait till I came home that weekend, purchased 2 boxes of hand sanitizers, the big ones and the small ones.
Yeah.
Maybe, I want to say like 40 of them for work, yeah. I was 40. Like, nah, I have a budget, I'm going to use my budget that was given to me at work. So, spend half on hand sanitizers and half on like Lysol and wipes and stuff, so... Yeah, and at home too, I have my Lysols. We're stocked up with what we need.
That's good. That's so good. Yeah. No, we need to go. But especially the whole water thing, you know, like, we really... I was just so shocked. We went to Target and they didn't have no water. They had no hand sanitizers. And it was just crazy, you know? It's like, what? But then I'm like, damn, like, that company must be making a lot of money right now, you know?
Yes.
With everything that's going on, like, they're making bank.
Yes, at Sam's Club across the street from where I work, they employee came in and she was telling us, she's like, oh, we're selling the water by the crates. And we were like, by the what? And she's like, by the crates. She's like, you know, 360 and up. Like, $360 and up. Customers are dropping on water because they think that, you know?
Yes.
And it's okay. But even going into, what if we were to be on lockdown? Yeah. What is it? Martial law for 2 weeks? you know, a friend of mine was telling me, like, you know, they say whenever that were to happen, where, you know, martial law and we're in lockdown, to make sure you have guns, you have weapons in your house because you're on your own. And I was like, okay, like, what do you mean we're on our own? She's like, yeah, like, if that happens, that means no cops are on duty, like, you're on your own.
No way.
And I was like, she's like, unless they come out, you know, with, like, masks and suits, yeah. You know? She's like, but anyone were trying to break into your house, they're not gonna... She's like, at least from what I remember, she's like, they're not. Like, you're literally on your own, so you have to be prepared because...
That's like the Purge.
And that's what I said! Like, I was like, yo, what the fuck? God. I was like, okay, let me go get my gun license real quick.
Sorry, I'm like... thinking about it, I'm happy for you.
No, we'll be fine. Yeah, you know, hopefully it doesn't get to that, but just be prepared.
Yeah.
Just be prepared. Hey, at least if we're on lockdown for 2 weeks. You can, you know. So, question: does size matter?
Oh, girl!
I love your girl.
Girl, let me tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
Does size
Why
matter?
Am I blushing right now?
I know. Well, I have a story to tell. Well, it's not really a story, and it's not mine. But I was told by an ex friend. When she was single, she was out and about doing her thing. She let me know, like, yeah, you know, I've had one night stands.
Woo-woo.
It's okay. Do your thing. So she, one time we were hanging out and she said, I forgot what we were talking about. But the point is that the conversation was pretty much brought to light and she said, no, she's like, honestly, she's like, the size does not matter. She's like, what matters is how you work it. She's like, if they have a small penis and if you know how to work it, great. She's like, but if you expect the man to do all the work, then you're not going to feel it. She's like, because I've had that where it's like, I've had men that have small penises and I've let them do the work and it's like, I don't feel nothing. She's like, and then there's other men that I've actually put in work and you can control.
Yeah,
how what you feel, and it's like, okay, girl, do your thing, and like, I'm satisfied, so I'm good.
No, and you know what, I think that's true. Like, if you know how to work it, then miracles happen.
Flip
you know,
and reverse it. What song is that? No, but
it's your open
with the elephant sound in the background. But okay, Star said miracles happen.
Ooh, miracles happen. Three miracles for me.
Star. Excuse me.
You okay?
Coronavirus.
I gotta start wearing a mask. I'm not trying to get sick, Laura.
No, my throat is dry. No, but
let me call 911. I'm just kidding.
Somebody call 911, Shorty. Something I don't know. So if you work it, flip it and reverse it, and miracles happen.
Three miracles.
She said.
That's our hashtag.
Okay.
You know what? We should do a hashtag of the week.
Let's fucking do it.
I'm
so down.
Yeah. Okay, but that's okay. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
Write that down.
Well, do noted. You know what I was saying? Yes, that I think she's right. Yeah, like, you know, they can work it. But I mean, yeah. Oh, that's all I'm gonna say. I agree with her.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've just heard, you know, stories. So, yeah. I can only go based off stories. But for all you ladies and men out there, does size matter? Let us know. We know what we're going to do, a poll on Instagram on our stories and vote yes or no. And look, we see that y'all look at our stories and you guys don't vote. Don't just look. Y'all. You guys got to vote
too.
Don't
be shy.
We are open to feedback. Yes. So vote And anyways, well, that's that. We'll discuss it on Let's next see. Week.
Yeah, yeah.
What the poll is. The poll.
Yes.
What, when, and where. Dang. So with that being said, we had someone reach out. We posted a story on Instagram asking what you guys wanted us to talk about. Yes. If there's anything that any of you would like advice on, mm-hmm. or suggestions or feedback. And we had some really good ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We are going to talk about how to handle in-laws, mother-in-laws that are get too involved in your relationship.
In-laws.
Well, where do I start? No,
yeah, I think that's because for me, my parents, they don't really get into, you know, they don't get into our relationship. Neither did Jason's parents get into our relationship. Maybe like once or twice, you know, but it's never like to the point where I'm just like, oh, like, you know, like I'm so over them or anything. So I don't really have anything to say for that, because I never, or nor did I have anyone else tell me about, yeah. like, you know. So Laura, take it away.
This is about you, Lord. Take it away. Okay, so the question was how to deal with a mother-in-law that gets too involved in your relationship. Well, honey, I don't know. Just don't live with them.
That's it.
If you live with them, trust me. No, like I love my in-laws. I love my parents, but we experience living with both, and yes, one side of the family got more involved than the other, and it was it was a mess.
Yeah.
I will not. And we made it very clear to each other, like, we are not going back to live with any of our parents. No, I can't. Like, I can't. Like, I cannot. But how to deal with the mother-in-law that gets too involved? I think out of respect, having your husband or your significant other talk to her.
Yeah, that's what my man did.
He will tell her, like, hey, he spoke to her, so to let her know, like,
yeah,
you gotta chill.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
And what if he didn't?
And if he didn't, if your man does not want to stand up for you, then honestly, I don't think he's the one for you. Because every girl that I've encountered that I've been friends with, or girl cousins or coworkers that have had the same issue, their significant other always gets involved without them having to ask, or they'll tell them. And this is because they've told me, like, no, like, so-and-so, you know, they told their mom, like, you need to chill. Like, she knows what she's doing, or you don't have to get involved in our relationship. Yeah. So I agree that my opinion is, if your significant other does not try to talk to his parents about being too involved in your relationship, then you might just want to rethink the whole relationship. Maybe try to have a heart-to-heart conversation with them.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's like, have you told your significant other how you felt, what you think? Because sometimes they don't see that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it's my parents. The same way that when it was my parents, like, I wasn't going to sit there and be like, oh, I see everything that you're doing. You're getting too involved. It's like you have to have that communication with your significant other.
Yeah.
To be able to say, like, hey, I've noticed X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and have a good adult conversation where not to get mad at each other. Like, try to see from each other's point of view. Like, okay, you know, because I think, I don't know, for me, I used to be that person that I would get, like, real upset. Like, when me and Jason would get, you know, mad, I would get, like, upset fast. Like, I wouldn't want to see his point of view. It's only I'm right.
Yeah.
But now, like, growing up, and I'm more of like, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't raise your voice. I'm not going to raise my voice. Let's just talk about it.
Yes.
You know? So I think that's good. Yes, definitely have a heart-to-heart talk to your significant other about, you know, in-laws, getting too involved. Once you have that good heart-to-heart conversation, next step would be having your significant other talk to their mother-in-law, father-in-law, their in-laws about what's going on. And, yeah, I agree.
After that, if your mother-in-law or your in-laws, period, do not step back and they're still involved, honestly, there's different ways that you can go about this. Either your significant other can talk to them about it again, or you can talk to them. Good luck with that, because that not always really worked out for me. Or the third option is you kind of accept them for what they are and you distance yourself from them. Not like in a bad way where it's like, I'm never talking to you ever again, but you just don't talk to them as often or see them as often. At the end of the day, you know, you have to look out for your relationship, for your mental health, because at the end of the day, that still is traumatizing.
It is.
Like, to have your in-laws, like, all up in your mix, or your mother-in-law, and it might put doubt in you.
Oh, yeah, and it would make things awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, trust me. Very awkward. Yeah. So, even if, you know, you're cooking and your mother-in-law tries to step in, like, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, don't let that situation put self-doubt in you. Because it's like, you know what you're doing, you know what you're cooking, so do not... let it get to you. Yes. So just either you learn to accept them for what they are, or you have your significant other again, talk to them, or you try talking to them.
Yeah. See how that all goes, and then if not, then just peace.
Peace. Like, I'm out. Deuces, sucker.
Just say peace and that's it.
Yeah. Like, from my side, like, my dad has never gotten too involved where it's like, hey, no. Yeah. And he always tells me, like, well, it's not my place, you know, to be all up in your mix. Like, yes, I might give you consejos, like, mija esto, mija otro, but I'm not there, like, all up in your mix.
Yeah.
So my dad plays it neutral. My mom, honestly, I would say the same. Yeah. Like, she tries to play it, where she'll, like, she might tell me, like, oh, here and there, but then she'll tell me, like, at the end of the day, it's up to you.
Yeah.
And one thing that they've both have told me is, like, he loves you. Like, he is really in love with you. Like, we know, because we see it, that he really loves you. He really cares about you. I remember one time, I don't know what happened, and I told my parents, but I was joking around, though. I forgot what the situation was, but I told them, like, you know what, fuck it, like, I don't care. Oh, I think I was gonna go out to have dinner with you and with Ashley, I think, and my parents were like, why are you going without Vlad, like, where's Vlad going? And I was like, Vlad's staying his ass home now. And I was like, he's staying home. Like, he's tired from work. You know, I'm gonna go out with the girls. So my dad was like, no, eso no está bien, eso no se hace. And I was like, boy, bye. I was like, this is no, like
dad, bye.
That's no, And I was like, we're just gonna go have dinner. Like, we're not gonna do anything wild. That's only on Saturdays. Hey. So, just kidding. We're saints. So, so my dad was like, no, eso no está bien. Like, you know, everywhere you go, you have to take your, you know, your husband. Da, da, da. And I was like,
oh.
And my mom was like, yeah, like, you're going to go without him. Like, I mean, we trust you, but still. And I was like, you know what? No. Like, what if I decide that I want to have a side piece and I'm going with him right now? Like, what if I decide to leave Vlad and go with another dude? Mm. And, oh, my God.
What?
Girl.
Next year for these? Yeah.
My dad got so mad.
No way.
He was like, yeah, he's this. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was like, his, he got red. He, the tone, you can feel the passion in that question. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh shit. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, you're a grown woman, so stand up for yourself. Like, no. And I was like, well, I was like, I said what I said. And he was like, yo, you're, you know, you're stupid if you let this man go. And like, oh, I got it good. And yeah. I was like, first of all, you're not going to tell me what to do, what I can and cannot do. Like,
oh my God.
You know, what if things one day don't work out between us, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as like, besides that, like, no, my parents have never been, like, too involved.
Yeah.
And if they try, I've always been like, no, I'm here to stop it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, everyone should be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with my in-laws, that was...
Oh. You're like, that was something different.
That was a little bit different. But, yeah. Okay. It's you just have to communicate with one another.
Yeah.
And don't let it...
What do you think about, like... What do you think about, like, okay, what if it was getting involved with your kids?
Like the parenting? The
grandparents, yeah. Parenting your kids. That I do have. Like, it gets me a little upset sometimes because I'm like, Mom, like, let me raise my kids
the way I want to. Raise
them. Yeah. Like, I had them. I went through the C-section. Me. Let me do it. Like, thank you, Mom. I love you. But... just let me be a mom.
So how do you deal with it?
So before I wouldn't, like when I had Milani, even when I had Kaden too, like I would always be like, okay, like let me do what my mom does. You know, let me do what my mom says. Like she let her do her thing, whatever, she can do this and that. And yeah, so over the years came, you know, I started noticing like, no, like, okay, I need to change the way, you know, Kaden does this. I need to change the way Milani does this. Because, you know, everything changes now. Everything's so different.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, okay, like, you know, it was different when I was a little kid than how old my kids are right now, you know? So it's like, okay. And, you know, recently, like, I started, like, I mean, I hate to do this, but I started talking back to her. And I'm like, Mom, like, no, like, he's okay. Like, he's fine. Like, he coughs one time. And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to die. Like, take him to the hospital. Like, Mom, he's okay. Yeah. And I'm just like, Mom, like, why are you saying that? Like, he's not going to die. Like, he's fine. And this was, like, before the coronavirus. Yeah. So if it was now, then I'd be like, okay.
Oh, my God.
But no, like, okay, Kaden, let's go to the hospital. But yeah, no, this was, like, way before. And, yeah, like, I would just, it frustrated me. And, I started talking back, and not in a bad way either, but you know, just telling her like,
setting your expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, like she has backed up. The one who struggles with that though is Jason and his mom. Aww. His mom gets so involved with the kids where it's like, she's told us like, let me have Milani. She wants to take Milani. She said, let me have Milani. And I'm just like, what? Like, girl? like, and that's where I'm just like, okay, like, Jason tries to talk to her, you know, but it's just like, no, like, she just won't get it. Yeah, she's one that we're still trying to get her to understand, like, let us raise our kids.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I try to not.
Oh, okay. There's advice and some parenting skills that we can definitely learn, you know, from our parents.
Yeah.
And then there's other things that it's like, I do not want to incorporate that with raising my child because, you know,
no.
For whatever reason. Yeah. Yeah. With my parents, I think the only thing, like, one of the biggest thing, I think with both his parents and my parents is reprimanding Dominic for something bad that he did. Where it's like, you get consequences because you did something bad.
Yes.
Now, when we've tried that, where it's like, okay, you know, we're going to take away your cell phone for a week. And I didn't want him to have a cell phone until he was, like, in middle school. And one day, my in-laws just, surprise, we got your phone.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Without talking to you about it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And okay. I was like, okay. And Vlad told them, like, oh, I don't know. Like, he's too little. Like, you know, we were going to get him a phone until he was in middle school.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, you know, nowadays, you know, technology and everyone has a phone. And what if something were to happen? He can reach us. He can call one of us. You know, it's for emergencies. So I was like, look, you got him the phone. Now you're responsible to pay the bill. Because don't think that we're going to take care of that. Yeah. Because we need to not agree to this. Oh, yeah, the phone. So there was a time where, you know, we were like, okay, Domna, you're going to be grounded for a week. We're going to take away your phone. So when we told our I told my in-laws, like, yeah, you know, I know what he did. We're going to take away his phone for a week. Oh, my God.
What?
No, why do you guys want to do that? Like, do you really think that's necessary? Ooh. And it's like, first of all, like, yes, it's necessary. And, yeah, it was like a whole big thing where it's like, no, maybe you should just take it away for one night. And I was like, how about no? Like,
wow.
You know, I get it. You guys bought it for him and X, Y, and Z. But what he did, and mind you, you're the one. Bless you.
Allergies.
Bless you.
Thank you, allergies.
Yeah, where it's like, mind you, you're the one that came to me complain about what he did. Wow. And now that I'm trying to give him a consequence, now you're backing out. Like, oh, no, it's not necessary. Da-da-da. Like, just talk to him. Like, no, you have to. Bless you.
Thank you.
You have to give him consequences for some of the actions that he's done.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, my dad, like, would never. If I ever try to hit Dominic, like, a spank on the butt or, like, on the hand, oh, my God. ¿Por qué le pegas al niño? Ven aquí. Oh, you know, and it's like,
no.
It was like a tap, first of all. And he had the diaper.
Yeah.
Like, he was probably like, no, not even. He was already grown. Maybe like 3, 4, you know? Where it's like, no. Like, Dominic, the way he would talk back sometimes, or, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing where it's like bad. It was just like a tap. Like, no, you know? And it's my dad. And he would have, you know, kids can be traumatic sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, so it's my,
like,
God.
And it's like,
yes,
bro, I barely touched you.
And especially with when the grandparents are
yes.
Around.
Oh, my God. And he knew that my dad was almost going to get in trouble, and my dad was going to come and, like,
yeah,
pick him up and, oh, come here. Like, oh. And so then my son got into the habit of whenever he would do something, like, bad in front of my dad, he would tell me, to this day, like, you can tell me nothing because grandpa says I'm the boss.
Oh.
And you're his daughter, so if you do something to me, you're gonna get in trouble with grandpa.
Oh, yeah. He told you that?
Yeah. So kids are smart.
Yes.
So kids are smart. And the same with my mom, because my mom was the same, like, oh, you know, if she does something to you, she's my daughter, so she's gonna get in trouble with me.
Wow.
So Dom's like, if I do something and grandma says it's okay, then it's okay because grandma said so. And if not, you're going to get in trouble with her because she told me. And it's like, what? No.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with grandparents being too involved, either you can have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And try to explain to them how you're trying to raise your kid. And I think that's about it.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, just, it's okay to, don't be scared to speak up. Because in the beginning, I was.
Oh, yeah, me too. Same. Yeah, I was like, I'm not saying anything.
Like, oh, you think you know? But now I know when I have my next child, oh, no. No, honey.
Like, you're like, nope.
No, I'm doing things the way I want to do things. But,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm grateful that, you know, my son has his grandparents.
Yeah, of
that
course.
Love him so much.
Yeah.
And they have helped out tremendously with helping with Dominic.
Yes.
But yes, there's a line that should not be crossed.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, especially when it comes to disciplining your kids.
Your kids,
without violence, where it's like, oh, I'm trying to take away your games, or you can't be on your phone, or no playtime outside for 3 days. Like, grandparents, let us please discipline our kids. Yeah.
Speaking of kids, have you seen the Gabriel Fernandez trials now on Netflix?
Kinda. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, the little boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I cried.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched right now. I'm on the 5th episode, but I cried. Like, that show is really good. I definitely recommend you guys to watch it. I remember hearing about that. You know, the little Gabriel Fernandez palm little boy. Who was killed and tortured.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that. And now when my coworkers recommended me to watch it, yeah, I watched it, and they're like about an hour long, but they're really interesting. It's pretty sad, but I'm just like, yeah. You should definitely watch it. You say you got started on it? Yeah, watch it. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. Like, it really makes you, like, whoa, like, open your eyes. Like, with, you know, I don't know. For me, I'm just like, okay, I need to be aware of everything now. You know, my surroundings. It's school, when I'm taking the kids to school, when I'm picking them up from school. Because you just never know.
I got to the episode where, it has to do with the teacher, where the teacher's talking.
Oh, yeah,
the and teacher. And they show pictures of, like, the Mother's Day where he's holding the gift. Yeah.
That's where I cried.
I cried too. You cried, girl, too?
Yeah, yes. Me and Jason, like, cried. We both cried together. We were there, like,
ooh. And you just see all the scars in him. Like, I don't know, just poor baby. Like,
yes.
If I was the millionaire and I had all the money in the world.
Yes.
It's like, I'll just take them. Can I take all these kids that are being put through, mm-hmm. like, pain and suffering? Because the parents have anger issues, or the parents
like the system, man, the system, like, they failed him. They did. They really failed him, and it's like, really, like, yeah. So, you know, I encourage you guys, if you guys see anything, hear anything, report it.
You know, but see, that's the thing, though. Like, there was a murder that happened. Today, and it happened by where I work. Nobody knows really where I work, you know?
Yeah.
But it happened across the street, and it was, you know, one of my coworkers was like, hey, I can't leave the building because we're, you know, it's under investigation, and they're going to interview everyone, and I was like, okay. So anyways, when I went to do an errand for work, one of the girls at the bank was telling me, like, hey girl, are the streets still closed off, blah blah, and I was like, yes girl, they are. And she started telling me, where we started to have conversation about, because she used to live in the same apartment complex.
Oh.
Yeah. And she started telling me how, like, yeah, she's like, things always happen there, you know. But she's like, you know, it's scary to call the cops. She's like today's murder. She's like, the apartment manager, I reached out to her, like, hey, you okay? And she let me know, like, yeah, you know, they want to see our cameras. But it always comes down to, like, if we know who the killer is, do we want to, like, and just in every case where people think, like, if we know who it is, if we have it, or we, whatever, evidence, do we want to say it? Do we want to be the person to, like, pretty much, quote unquote, rat them out. And then put myself in danger? What if they find out we're the ones and they come back and blah, blah, blah. So we were having that conversation. Disclaimer, I don't know if they have evidence or not of who did it or nothing. So don't take this and say, oh, yeah, she knows, because I don't know. And even if I knew, I would not say it.
Yeah.
I will not confirm it on here. But it comes down to, like, just thinking about, like, if you were a witness to a murder, would you say who it was?
I say, and I'd be like, let's move out.
Girl, I know. I think at that
point, give me a new house, I'm moving out.
I think, don't you have to stay or something? Because then they may want to use you to, like, go to the stand and testify, and I don't know.
And I love all that stuff, but I don't know.
I don't know, but, you know, things like that, it's scary. So even, like, when we say, like, the system failed him, like, did other people know? Did they not want to say nothing? Were they scared of the mom and the stepdad? Because he wasn't the real dad, right?
No, he wasn't the real dad. But no one said that they were scared of the parents. It's just mostly because they didn't want to pay overtime for the employees to investigate.
Oh, yeah. I got to that part where the security or the sheriff.
Yeah, the security guard. Yeah.
He's like, are you going to call?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, let's not get involved because we don't want to do overtime.
Yeah.
Or, like, because the supervisor didn't want them to do overtime. That's where I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that part, that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were just so many signs, and it's like, how could you guys just let all that pass by? Like, that's just crazy, you know? But I get where you're coming from, where, like, if you're scared to say something, because especially when, you know, of course, when you have kids and or, like, you know, yeah. it's just, like, do I really want to put my kids in danger?
Yeah. I, like, if it involved a child, I would, without, yeah. like, in a heartbeat. I don't care if something happens to me, as long as they know, like, hey, this child is in danger.
Yeah.
If it's something else, I don't know.
You're like,
snitches get stitches. I don't know. I don't see nothing. Oh, nothing, yeah. I don't know. But when it comes down to a child in a yeah. heartbeat, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah, I think I would.
You're right. What would you guys do? I think I'd be interested in that. What would y'all do? Would y'all be rats and cats? Nah, I don't know. There's this- oh my God, I have a new rap.
Oh my God, ready now?
I have it. Next podcast, y'all.
Hey, who wants to hear star rap? We'll hey. Do a poll on Insta on the stories. Let us know.
Yes.
She got a
I
cat.
Do.
And hey. A rat. And she got wine on the rack. Hey. I don't know what the fuck.
While wearing a hat. Hey. Hey. My silly rhymes.
My name is Star.
It got it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I drive me and my girls to the bar. We look at men.
We look at men. Hey.
Star.
Good times, good times.
I know.
Yeah, but I'll do the rap next time. Let me just find a beat for
yes.
it. It's pretty good, too. It's
yeah.
small. It's really small, but yeah. For y'all.
That, I know. Anyone, any of our listeners, if you guys have any feedback to add to, like, the mother-in-law getting too invested in the relationship, yes. DM us. Email us girltalklab@yahoo.com. We don't have a Twitter page yet. Should we make one?
Oh.
Hashtag girltalklab.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how Twitter works. I don't have a Twitter. So I don't know.
I have one, but I don't. Don't.
What is it? Just statuses? You just, like, just statuses?
Pretty much.
What you're doing? Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we can, you know, be like, hey, you know, currently on an episode, currently working on an episode. Of Girl Talk Lab or something, you know?
Yeah. I know they added a new feature where now you can upload kind of like Snapchat where it's like stories that will stay up for 24 yes. hours. So it's, yeah.
So yes.
Like, and but people can't like them, can't nothing. They can just DM you.
Oh, yeah. DM you.
And then DM you if they have something to say about it. So I don't know, but I really don't use Twitter much, but maybe we should.
Yeah, create just a try. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're right. And then our video, too. Our, I know, guys. We could say next time, next time, next time.
I know.
We haven't done it. But we will. We will. I think we should.
For sure. We should.
Yeah, I got my eyelashes done, to. So
hey,
we better do it soon.
Yeah. Girl, you let me know. Tomorrow, if you say, Laura, okay, come on through. Let's do this.
A video. Yeah.
But yes.
All
right. Okay.
Intermission. Nah, just kidding.
Go grab your wine. Oh, we don't have wine today.
Not today.
Sorry.
I know, dude.
We're tired. And then start.
And my allergies are like kicking my butt. Oh my God, not even that. My wisdom tooth.
Girl.
This one at the bottom. It's hurting so
okay,
bad.
Okay, I'm going to give you a tequila shot. Do you say shot? To numb the pain.
I'm like, what?
Are
you so amazed? I'm like,
to numb
I
your pain. Hello. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You have to. We're responsible women.
Yeah,
as far as like, you know, we like to go to work on time and
yeah,
to work on time, do be there and do
very
our job.
Hardworking women,
hardly working or working hard,
both.
What?
Maybe like Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, we're like,
it's like Sunday's off,
it's like the weekend,
yes. But I know next episode we're gonna have more.
Cheese
yeah,
we have cheese. I don't know.
We have them all written down. Everyone yes. has given some good feedback, so we are excited to go over it.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I got sleepy. Star, I'm like,
what's next on the agenda?
what does it say? Yeah, so
I think, you know,
yeah. I'm like, yeah. I had a question, but no, I think we should wait on it.
I know. He's like...
I know. So, hopefully we do a live.
Yes.
Or like a video soon. And we'll definitely have another special guest. We know you guys loved having us, you know, us having a special guest on the show.
Yes. Thank you again, Mr. Giovanni Sanchez.
Yes. So we're having him for sure again.
He's still waiting for the booty pics, by the way.
Remember how you said last time? I'm waiting for them too. The fuck? I want to see booty pics.
Videos.
Nah, just kidding. But he's waiting, and then he wants a baby mama. No. Like a what? Sugar mama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wants that PS5, so... If you guys want to send your videos and pics to Girl Talk Lab,
yes,
please do so.
And he'll get to you.
We'll send them to him. And yeah. But I think this is all for now. What do you think?
I think for now.
Yeah.
And then we'll do, you know, we're going to do a lot more polls now. So
yes.
Keep an eye out for that, y'all.
Yes. And if you guys want like a shout out or
yes.
anything like that, hit us up.
I like that. Yeah. If you guys want to shout out your Instagram, let us know. We could definitely do that for you. Or if you want to be, you know, come be a special guest, you can. Remember, you can be anonymous. We'll even get that voice changer app for y'all if y'all don't want to get recognized.
Yes. Change your name.
Yeah.
Star said we'll get that voice app so you guys can...
Yes.
Can change your voice. Because I know that it can be... You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are, like, really good with recognizing, you know?
Yeah. But I did want to give out a shout out in today's episode to my friend Jasenia, who just started her business. It's called Prints and Cuts. So follow her on Instagram. It's Prints, PRINTS, and then the letter N, and then Cuts, CUTS. She does like t-shirts, so she can put pictures, like all that stuff on pictures. She can do like ops for like the photo booths. She can do a lot of cool things. Okay. As you can see, she designs like Starbucks cups. I think that's
so cool.
Yes, the t-shirt, like a lot of things.
Cool.
So follow her on Instagram.
Ay.
And she will hook you up with some bomb ass shit that you may need.
Ay. Nice.
Yes. Yeah,
we should definitely look into that. Like, get our own little thing.
Yeah.
Next
one. Yes.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah, Ay. Coming soon. Yes. I have a recommendation too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Last week, you know, was my lash lady. I love her. I'm again lashed by Vanessa. She does amazing eyelashes. I just got my eyelashes done. And I always love how she does that. She really good. She gives good customer service too. This week, I really like to give a shout out to my nail lady.
Hey!
I finally found someone that I'm going to stick with because I know everyone has that special nail person. But yes, mine is, her Instagram is at Tracy Nails, and she works at the Royal Nail Spa. There you go. Royal Nail Spa. So if you guys ever, you know, are looking for a new nail tech lady, she is amazing. I love how she does my nails. She does it the way I want them. Because I know I've gone to some nail places and they don't do it the way I want them. And I'm like, that is not the color I asked for. It's like, I asked for white, they give me black. And it's like, really?
Like, I didn't ask for that.
Yeah. So it's like this, she does really, really good with my nails and I love it. So.
Yes, I agree. I went star recommended because my nail lady left. Literally just up and left. It was Tammy at JK Nails on Ornoff and Sepulveda. She was my ride or die. Like, that was my chick. Like, girl, I'm not going anywhere but you. I'm investing my money in you. We are in sync. You know what I want. You'll give me advice and you hit it right, the nail on the head. Like, you had my nails looking fly as fuck. And now I call like, hey, I want to schedule my appointment with Tammy. She no longer works here. Bitch, what? Bitch, what? What? What do you mean? Where's Tammy? She quit. Okay, where'd she go? We don't know.
Oh.
Bitch, what? Well, of course, I mean, they're not going to promote, you know, where she went. Or even, I know she wanted to go back into school, like, for medical.
Oh, okay, for medical.
But I didn't expect for it to be this fast, though, because she was like, oh, no, not yet. And I was like, okay, cool, I got a couple more years or months before you up and leave, you know, but...
Dang.
She just left.
And she doesn't have, like, Instagram, nothing? No. Her own Instagram page?
Oh. Nothing, nothing. Oh, so, man. I went to Tracy yeah. at Royal Nail Spa, and she hooked it up. And yeah. I'm supposed to go Saturday again, but I don't know yet.
Okay.
Because my nails haven't really grown much.
Yeah, they still look pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, with all the typing, you know how, like, the...
Oh, yeah, that,
the like, shape. Yeah. Yeah, they get round, and... So I'm like, maybe I can just file it myself, but
yes.
We'll see. But yeah, definitely check her out.
Yes,
I agree with Sarah.
Thank
this
you.
One.
Yes, I know. Yeah, she didn't, and I'm so glad it was Jamie, Jason's sister, that she recommended me that place and to Tracy. So I'm like, cool, thanks. So I'm just like, thank you so much. I got my nail lady, my lash lady. It's just whenever I tell people, I've never gotten a pedicure, Is that a weird thing that a girl doesn't get a pedicure? Because whenever I tell someone, they're like, oh, you haven't gotten a pedicure. Like, they're always so
like
shocked.
Ever in your life?
Yeah, like ever in my life. Like, girl. I wash, you know, and I cut my nails.
Yeah.
And I guess I get my own, but like, I never gone to a salon and gotten a pedicure and or like, gotten my nails painted on ice, gel, and everything. Like, I've never got that. Is that weird? Is that weird?
Yeah, at least, like, if you've gotten it at least once, like, oh, I got it once and I didn't like it, or, you know, then, but if you've never, oh, no, girl, yes. I don't get pedicures as much as I would like now.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even, like, have time. I don't know. I just, they're just excuses, but, like, I'll take care of my own nails, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten pedicures
like
before.
To go and, like, get, like, the whole water and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I'm just like, oh, it's like, I'm just scared I'm gonna kick the lady if she tickles me, you know?
Oh, that shit tickles, dude.
Yeah?
No lie.
And I hate being tickled. Hate it. I've gotten into arguments with Jason because he tries to tickle me, and I'm like, dude, no, stop. Like,
oh,
I'm gonna punch
you.
Yeah, like, square up, you know? Because I'm about to...
Yeah. About to catch them hands.
And my feet, particularly my feet. But I catch his feet.
You must come. Yep. No, I agree with you. Definitely. It does
go?
Tickle.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
but
does
go.
Tickle? Yeah.
No, yeah, okay. Go. Just let them know, hey, I'm ticklish, and they'll be more mindful of, okay, the scrubbing.
Okay, good.
But you have to experience it at least once.
Okay,
you know?
I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'll try it. You know what?
Add
I'll
that
probably
to your
try
bucket
this
list
week.
For 2020.
Yeah. And I'll give you guys my feedback on that.
Yeah. So yes, guys, that's all that we have for today. We want to thank each and every single one of you that tuned in to last week's episode and today's, and the next one we'll have a special guest, and we'll have some, we have really good topics,
really
interesting
topics, interesting where it's like, ooh, like I want to know that.
Yes. But yeah, so we'll definitely keep in touch via social media.
Yes.
Again, follow us on
at Girl Talk Lab.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm like, wait, on. Duh. Follow us at.
Oh yeah, because of the at.
Yeah, I said on. And that's why I was like, oh yeah, at. And email us girltalklab@yahoo.com.
Yes.
With any suggestions, feedback. Anything that you may need advice on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will be definitely doing more polls because I think
for
that
sure.
would be really great. Yeah, and like the question, the box, the question box.
Yeah.
The ask me. I like that. That's really good.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys again. You guys are amazing. Everyone around the world. We've gotten at least, a lot of, you know, people from around the world. Y'all are amazing, and thank y'all for your support. Trust me, I think me and Laura have gotten so many good ideas
and feedback
feedback
like everyone
for the podcast. Yeah. And thanks to everyone for all the feedback. And those who participated in the question thing box
in
that
the
we
polls.
Had.
Yes.
In the polls. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. So, yes, guys, Star said it. Thank you for everything. And thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode. And hit us up at Girl Talk Lab. And till next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.